Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Check one, check two, check one, check two. Does this microphone still work? It seems like it's been forever. Have you missed me? Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational show on the planet, the Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to be back after my 10,000-mile jaunt across North America from Orlando to Vancouver and Cincinnati and back again. 10,000 miles in 10 days, and it was fantabulous. I'll talk about that. Amongst other stuff, got so much on my mind, so much I want to share with you. Number one always starts with gratitude. Thank you so much for plugging into this show. It's amazing that I get to do what I do for a living, because Lord knows if I was left having to do anything that involved my brain with any kind of gray matter, like solving problems, I would be broke. So, and homeless. So my children and I appreciate you listening to the show, supporting the Everyday Saturday brand. And hey, let's get right into it. Vancouver, you were amazing. If you were at that event over the weekend, thank you so much for coming out. Met a lot of great people. So many. I know people that are listening to the show. Keith Lloyd, I got to give you a shout out. I told you I would. You left a review on iTunes. Thank you so much. Came up and introduced yourself at the event. There was a couple other people. Michael, I believe, introduced yourself, a podcast listener. And I'm doing such a disservice by even trying to remember the names of everybody that is a podcast listener that was at the event in Vancouver. Thank you so much. Brian, I know you wanted to be there. You couldn't make it. And again, I'm going to leave everybody out. So rather than continue to name names, I'm just going to stop. But let me tell you, after it was a long trip. I flew Cincinnati to L.A., L.A. to Vancouver. Here's the wildest thing, man. I got to get off on a tangent right now. This is the wildest thing. You fly Cincinnati to L.A., and I got, you know, a 2.5-3 hour layover before the flight from L.A. goes to Vancouver. And I was completely clueless that, did you know that LAX, you got to actually leave the terminal if you got a flight? Like, I flew WestJet into Vancouver. WestJet was a great airline, but I thought I was flying Delta. I just, you know, so I get off the flight from Cincinnati to L.A. By the way, I flew with a kid. He had to have been in his early 30s. He was flying home to L.A. from Baltimore. He was at the Preakness Stakes there, the horse racing thing. And he's a horse trader, trades horses. I was like, oh, that's neat. What a nice hobby that is. I'm thinking, dude's pulling down like 100 G's a month minimum. He buys horses, you know, online or goes to take a look at them like you and I would be buying an auction on eBay. If you know anything about horse trading, then okay, I'm gonna actually make you dumber by trying to explain what he does. But if you don't know anything about horse trading, like me, it's fascinating. This kid's buying them. He looks at them online. He's a member of all these different forums and stuff. Like you and I are buying a doll on eBay, and then he pays like $5,000, $10,000, goes in, sells them for like $300,000-$500,000, or sometimes in the tens and millions of dollars that they end up winning the Derby or the Preakness or the Belmont or something like that. I was fascinated. So he was in seat 1A. I was in 1B. The Miller Lite was flowing all the way to L.A. because it's always free when you're flying first class. I know you got to pay for it in the ticket. I'm telling you, man, if you ever fly domestic, you got to go first class. Don't get me started. I talked about it all last week. I'm not going to go into it again. And you meet the most interesting people. So anyway, yeah, the little kid horse trader, I call him a kid. I mean, he was just fascinating. And I just was enamored by his story of how he's, you know, making every day Saturday doing what he loves to do. So then I get to LAX. I get off the flight. And I'm just hanging out. I figure I got a three-hour layover. I am in zero hurry. So I just go to the restaurant that's near the gate. just have a bite to eat, checking emails, things like that. I'm just letting time fly. So I figured it wouldn't be a bad idea just to check out where the connecting gate is. So I see Terminal 2. Oh, okay, I'm in Terminal 6 or something like that, 5 or 6. So I asked the lady, hey, I got to catch a flight. What does T2 mean on the monitor? She goes, that means Terminal 2. You got to go that way towards baggage claim. I'm like, oh, cool. So I'm just moseying up. Now I got about 90 minutes for my flight. And I start walking over and I see I'm kind of exiting the building. And so I just tap a TSA agent on the shoulder before that red line that says you cannot re-enter. I'm like, hey, just quick question. I got to get to Terminal 2, you know, catch a flight. What's up? She goes, yeah, you got to leave the building. Catch a bus. As soon as she said catch a bus, slight panic attack sets in. I'm like, she goes, yeah, we don't have any kind of underground system here at LAX. You got to actually leave this terminal, catch a bus. Like a bus, like you're going to a hotel shuttle. Now, slightly panic, because LAX, I mean, you get outside the terminal, it's like a city. I mean, come on, man. So I catch a bus. I wait underneath the little sign. I catch the bus. I got to go all the way around all the way around LAX. I got to basically leave LAX and come back in. I get into the terminal where I get dropped off. I got no idea what I'm doing. Thank God, something clicked that I thought WestJet, because it wasn't Delta anymore that was going through my mind, because Delta is nowhere to be found. I'm asking Pete, literally the guys sweeping up the trash. I go, hey, you know anyway, did a Delta connection, anything about Delta connects? He's like, dude, I got no clue what you're talking about. I mean, I asked like three or four other people, nothing. Finally, I get into WestJet's terminal. Make a long story short, I'm in line. I got to go back through TSA. I got to go check everything, and it took literally an hour and a half. I mean, holy cow, sweat was just pouring down my face. I caught the flight, and here's the point of this, is that when you love what you do, I mean, being paid to speak, being a professional speaker, which is my dream. It's what I've always wanted to do. If I was doing this for a corporate gig or a job that I hated and I had to go through all these, I would have been, number one, miserable. Number two, I don't even know if I would have wanted to get on the plane. At that point, I might even have given up. But when you love what you do, you just keep going, man, because it's purpose that pulls you through. You know what I mean? It's purpose that pulls you through. It's seeing, like I was envisioning Vancouver. I was envisioning the next day waking up in a sweet hotel, which the coast, is it Coal Coast Harbor or Coast Coal Harbor? You guys in Vancouver got to correct me. Hit me up on Twitter. Right down on the harbor. I mean, I was just envisioning that hotel, which it did not disappoint. And getting picked up by the limo, albeit at, 1 a.m. Vancouver time, which was 4 a.m. Eastern time, which meant I was officially up for 24 straight hours. But I loved what I did. Got in a limo, got taken from the airport to the hotel. Everything was right again. I crashed that night. I mean, I went right to sleep, woke up a little groggy, hit the gym. Let me tell you, the best thing for jet lag, because I just did it yesterday as well on the other side of the trip, is getting to the gym. As much as it hurts, as painful as it is, as tired as you are, and even if you don't have jet lag, if you didn't maybe got a few hours sleep the night before, go to the gym. Go someplace to get yourself 30 to 40 minutes of exercise. And I'm telling you, it has the opposite effect. It doesn't make you more tired. It wakes you up. But when I was doing that long jaunt, I forgot how far of a trip it was, I guess, to Vancouver. Because on the way back, I flew through Minneapolis. Same thing. It was like 2.5 hours, 3 hours to Minneapolis, a couple hours to Cincinnati. It's a long trip, but well worth it. The people were amazing. The event was amazing. If you were at the event, you know that it was electric and it was fantastic. So many great speakers there. Just a great group of people. And I am just so happy that I chose 10 years ago to say no thank you to what I really did not want to do the rest of my life, so I could really do this. Traveling is difficult for myself, for my family, because my wife is left with 4 children, one of which is our trach baby, Susan. And by the way, we get the sleep study results back tomorrow. We have a pulmonary appointment all day at Children's Hospital to find out if we can start weaning our daughter off the ventilator at night. And that's kind of the last step before she gets her trach tube out. And all of that, man, all of that to say, Vancouver was amazing. Orlando, you were amazing. And when you love what you do, you can put up with a long trip And here's another thing. The WestJet flight, I wasn't even in first class. I don't know what happened with that, but didn't care at that point. I was just happy to arrive safely. I was in seat 15F towards the back, and there were screaming kids everywhere. I don't know what it was, but it was, must have been bring your kid to fly night. And I'll tell you what, here's the thought, my thought on that. A few years ago, I might have been a little bit upset that, you know, this guy wasn't going to get any sleep on the flight, that's for sure. Now I would long to hear my baby scream. I would long to hear my baby make any noise because we've never heard our baby speak. We've never heard her even make a peep, a sound, because she's had that trach tube in. I was actually, I wouldn't say enjoying the sounds of a screaming baby, but certainly very tolerant of it, and just kind of cracked a smile. It's like, wow, we're going to hear our baby someday sound like that. So that's my thoughts from just, and I got so many thoughts to share with you over the course of this week on the show. At the gym 2 days ago, there was a lady who had to have been in her mid-50s, put me to shame at the gym. I mean, the exercises she was doing, I was thinking about doing them, and I was hurting, and I was getting tired, and I had to stop her and say, good Lord, ma'am, I don't know how long you've been doing this, but it's amazing watching you work out. I just had to tell her. She must have thought I was a stalker, or like, she goes, well, she kind of smiles, eh, I'll take some practice. Like, you know, kid, I know. She basically said, I know you got some work to do on your end because I've been watching you here on the rowing machine. But you'll get there if you stick with it. I got to talk about her as well on a show this week because it was inspiring. With all that said, go for your dream, because when you find yourself on 5-6, that was just flying time, 5 to 6 hours. It's 12 hours, 13 hours of travel. It's the purpose that pulls you through. And maybe you don't travel for a living. Maybe it's something else. Maybe you're in traffic and things like that. Maybe it's just time that you think, oh, is it worth it? When you find your purpose in life, it is more than worth it. Go find it. We're kicking off June in the right way with gratitude. June 1st, 2016. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Fire it up, baby. Fire it up. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.